Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Jess, and welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love, the letters that inspired me and made me smile that I treasure the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to Yours Sincerely's letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Female friendships are so powerful. Throughout the podcast, I've had some really heartwarming conversations with guests about the friends who've shown up for them at the moments they've needed them the most. In this clip, author Holly Bourne talks about the group of childhood friends who've supported her throughout her life and inspired one of her books.
My Princess Tiger WhatsApp group, which is the WhatsApp group that we have named after my friend's cat, Princess Tiger, and it's a group of my girlfriends that I've known since I was a teenager. I remember there was an episode of Sex and the City once where Sarah Jessica Parker describes her girlfriends as her insides. She's like, they're my insides. And that's how I feel about the Princess Tigers. The magic of being friends with a group of women who have known you since before you started your period. And the fact that we've just maintained a friendship. The friendship has never been complicated. It's just like pure, genuine, safe, healthy female friendship. And I just think that is... yeah, it's everything. And I write novels to teenage girls. And one of my kind of series that I'm best known for is this Spinster Club series, which is like about a group of girls who start a feminist campaign group at their school called the Spinster Club. And that was actually inspired by the Tiger Princesses, because we did one Valentine's Day, none of us could get a date. So we started a Spinster Club. We made membership cards. We were only like 16 and we all got like, somebody got their nose pierced, and it was just like, and you know, so that inspired like one of my most successful series of books. So I owed them.
The description of it being the insides is quite hard. And I suppose you've dedicated much of your career to trying to express and write female friendship like that, because it's a bit like when I try and describe a dream and it sort of slips away from you. I cannot put into words, I don't think, what those women mean to me.
Yeah, it's weird. And how much they know you in a way that even like my husband will never know me as well as these women do. Because the amount of boyfriends these girls, we've all seen of each other, you know, whereas like they saw, you know, seen me for all my different relationships. I've seen them for all my different relationships. And there's just something about growing up with someone just gives you this knowingness, you know, such like a full narrative. And yeah, we've just all grown up together and just supported each other through so much. I was kind of, when I was writing notes to this, I was thinking of all the things we've held each other through, from like horrific losses, you know, abusive relationships, failed marriages, jobs where we're ringing each other sobbing on the toilets because we hate our bosses so much, becoming mothers or struggling to become mothers, or the drunken antics that, you know, the stories you have about each other when you were 19 years old and were so drunk you've knocked over an 8-foot Christmas tree on top of a whole pub. And you just like, it's just this knowingness as well as this like this solidarity that I think being a woman is really hard. And you just come up against lots of stuff that you shouldn't, and there's just that getting of it. And it is hard, I think, because women are very groomed to see each other as competitors. It's really hard to get friendships where you don't let that edge in, but it's when you manage it, they're just your life rafts and they're there for you.
Also, they are the funniest, those WhatsApp groups as well. They are like the, often on a Sunday morning, I think when everybody's maybe a bit hungover or anything, there is just nowhere I want to be other than inside the head of my mates on that WhatsApp group, who are just taking the mick out of each other. And yeah, they are the funniest. And you start in the middle of the conversation, that's what you say, is there's no effort because of years of history. It means you don't have to start at the beginning. I don't have to give you the context. I don't have to explain to you how this particular thing made me feel because you've seen me feel this for 20 years. So just imagine all those other times. Because sometimes, especially the experiences of being a woman being difficult, sometimes the thing I find the most difficult and tiring is having to explain myself. And I don't ever have to do that with them. They understand it immediately. Even though I spend my whole life dedicated to talking about and fighting for things to be better for women and how they're shitter for women, I wouldn't swap because of the moments where I'm going to literally wet myself and I can no longer breathe and there's wine coming out of my nose. And like, you've started to cry because it's just so painful that you're laughing so uncontrollably over it. Doesn't stack up in the retelling of the joke. It wouldn't ever stack up in the retelling of the joke if I were to say, because my friend Jane had said this, it wouldn't be funny to anybody else, but to me that is like medicine, and I wouldn't give it up. And maybe men have it too, and that's great, I hope they do, but I don't know about that, and I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't swap it. Even though I think women have a shitter deal and get paid less.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes like, oh, but we have female friendship. Like, it's just really, really good. And like, I remember, like, you know, my husband sometimes, he jokes sometimes. He's like, literally, I can hear you greet a friend on the steps. And before she's even come upstairs to the living room, you've shared more and had a deeper connection with each other than I have with my best mate from like over 10 years. Like, within, how are you? Oh, well, blah, blah, blah. How are you, blah? And he's just like, that took me 15 years to break through. And even though we never talk about that one night, we said sometimes we're sad to each other. In so, you know, and there was like envy almost in his voice, you know, and you're just, I'm like, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's a truly magical thing. And yeah, I just love them, you know, dearly. And it's just very uncomplicated.
How would you sign off a letter to them?
I've written it here. Thank you for making me laugh, keeping me sane, and helping me feel loved and understood for over 20 years. I love you girls beyond words. Yours sincerely, Holly.
If you want to listen to the rest of our conversation, scroll back to January the 27th for the full episode. Let me tell you about something exciting coming up. This autumn, I'm hosting my first ever live audience recording of Yours Sincerely. I'll be closing off the final night of the Birmingham Literature Festival by interviewing the author, broadcaster and founder of Beauty Banks, Sally Hughes. Come and join us on October the 9th at the Birmingham Rep for a great conversation and the chance to ask your own questions. To find out more and get tickets, visit the Birmingham Literature Festival website, which will be linked in the description. If you want to hear more conversations like this, make sure you follow Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips on the podcast provider of your choice. And why not write a letter to your friends, telling them all about this podcast? I'd love to hear some of your favourite moments from the first 40 episodes of this podcast. So tweet or message me at Jess Phillips Pod, and we might feature your suggestion in a future episode. Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.